Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
My phone has picked up. I don't know how many of you know I'm a hairstylist. I have my own business. And it's not easy always, you know, and I refuse to call my business a small business. Okay, I do not have a small business. I have a prospering business. And so we don't have a small business. My phone has been ringing with people that haven't talked to me in months. That these people that come in to have their hair done are high dollar paying customers. And they tip high dollar. And I'm like, praise God. All I'd have to do is just laugh. I'm resting. Because that's what God showed me, is, you know what, you need to shut this off. Even though this tries to engage, rest and just laugh about things, because then I can work for you. And I'm telling you what, I have laughed in quite a bit since last week. Quite a bit. And my back is wonderful. Other things are happening in me. I'm sure my husband's appreciating it. Bless God, we're working on snoring. Yes. Amen. So, but I just want you to know that it's simple. Anybody that can close this off right here and make that switch to here. Like a light switch. If you'll close the light off up here and turn the light on down here, the Lord can do in you what he needs to do. And it's been a long time for me to understand and be able to make that switch. People get so much right here, and then they miss it because they're too busy up here trying to figure out what's going on. When it's down here, he's trying to tell us how to make it happen. He's trying to say, rest, I've got you. I've got you right here. We talked about the promises tonight. Those are our promises. That's my promise. And I'm to the point where I know now that those are really mine. I'm deserving of those. He said they're mine. And I am standing on them regardless of what anybody says or thinks about me. If I have to ha, 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 as dry as I'm being obedient. I'm unhooking. And I'm allowing God. And that's what we have to do. That's what gets things done. So I hope that by me sharing what I've shared has helped some people tonight be able to get free in some areas, laugh about things when things go wrong. Just, I got a thing now I say, well, pray about it, laugh about it, and forget it. I think that covers it. See, brother, I didn't even embarrass you. I'm done. Praise God!
Hallelujah. Isn't that a good thing? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. That's encouraging to me. Because, you know, we say things by the Holy Ghost a lot of times. And sometimes we know we're saying it by the Holy Ghost, and sometimes we don't recognize we're saying it by the Holy Ghost. It's important that we just be flexible. And we won't get bent out of shape. Amen. You brought your Bibles tonight. I want to ask you to join me, if you would please, in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. The Lord said something to me today three different times. He said the same thing. And so I thought I was going to be late tonight because I had to run and find a piece of paper that had the information on it that he was talking to me about, because this is something I don't have memorized. I have it written down for future reference. And so we're going to go that direction. Ephesians chapter 1, drop down to verse 3, if you would, please. The Scripture tells us here, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Move over now, please, to chapter 2 and drop down to verse 4. "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He has quickened us together with Christ. For by grace you are saved. And He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." What the Lord is endeavoring to do right now with the body of Christ is get us out of a mentality of only living from the condition that we're in, but living life from the position we're in. Did you hear me? God is endeavoring to change our thinking and cause us to acclimate in our processes of how we handle the daily affairs of life. And He is endeavoring to get us to stop living life on the basis of our condition and start having us live our lives on the basis of our position. There is a vast difference. You may be broke today in the natural. That is your condition. But because of your position of being seated together with Him in heavenly places, there is no shortage in your life. Can I hear an amen from somebody? God is endeavoring to tweak our thinking for this new era that we've stepped into. 2009 will be a harvest year. It will be a harvest year, not only for seeds you have sown in years gone by, but for harvesting of people into the kingdom like never before. 2008 has been a preparation year for what's coming in 2009 and coming in 2010. And I submit to you that if you have enjoyed the power, if you've enjoyed the glory of God's presence and His manifestation thus far, you haven't seen anything yet. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You haven't seen anything yet.
Amen.
We're going somewhere. Amen. And it's to the degree that we're able to cause our thinking to acclimate to God's way of thinking that we're going to be able to step into the greater glory that He has already predestined, predetermined for you and I to walk in. Amen. These Scriptures afford us the understanding that we have been raised up to a place of heavenly dignity. Scripture goes on and tells us, I believe it's in 2 Peter, that he talks about us being a royal priesthood. We are members of a kingdom that is not soon vanishing away. It is an eternal kingdom based upon eternal principles set into motion and established by the broken body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I are born into that kingdom. We are born into a realm that is stable.
Amen.
We are born into a realm that is stable all the time. And to the degree that we understand our citizenship rights, our privileges, our inheritance, by virtue of our new birth, we're going to become stable people. Irregardless of what's going on in the world around us, what the economy's doing, what CNN is saying is happening, irregardless of the stock market, what they're talking about, taking away your 401k, taking away your Social Security, whatever kind of foolishness they're talking, it makes no difference because our lives are to be built upon something that is sure and solid as the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the Lord may use Social Security to provide for you. He may use your 401k to provide for you. We're not opposed to that. Praise God for it. That's good planning. But at the same time, we have to understand that we are not limited to our Social Security. We're not limited to our 401k. We're not limited to our savings account. We're not limited to our checking account. You may be good with math, but that doesn't make any difference, because I guarantee you, your computer, your calculator that you can figure all your bills out, it does not have an anointing button on it. And that's where we come up short much of the time, is we have it so mentally figured out in our head. I know what I'm talking about. I'm good at math. I could figure my bills to the dollar 2 and 3 months in advance. And God always came along and messed me up. Because from left field, He'd send a blessing that I had not figured into my calculating. And when you and I have a greater reality of the fact that we have been raised up and made to sit. You've been made to sit. Yeah. This is not a suggestion. We have been made to sit there. It's different to offer it to you than it is to make you do something. Jesus, the head of the church, has raised us up to a place of such heavenly dignity that we have been made to sit with Him. Where I come from, you don't sit down until the job is done. Sitting means rest. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 tells us that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God has ordained that His children are to live life by the unseen power of the Holy Ghost and all that is available to us in that realm. By virtue of our new birth, we have the ability to believe and receive from the unseen realm of God's kingdom. If our natural eye is speaking louder to us than the unseen eye of our spirit, we will be dominated by the circumstances surrounding us. God has not called us to be controlled by our circumstances, but to be the one controlling our circumstances. There is much more to us than meets the eye. We are born from above, born from the unseen realm, into a kingdom that can be manifested in the natural realm as we exercise our faith in that kingdom. The title of this week's message is Living by the Unseen. We believe this is a timely message for the time of history that we're in now, and we want to make this available to you this week. It's a 5-CD album series. Some of the titles in this series are Living by the Unseen, The Leadings of the Spirit, Tongues Has Its Place. You want to get your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen, to get the wealth of insight that's in this series into your library. My announcer is going to come and give you information on how you can secure this week's message in its entirety. You can buy just this week's message, or you can purchase the entire series online in MP3 format. So my announcer is going to come now and give you information on how you can secure your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen. Please stay tuned.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.